and PJ podcast. Sit him.
You just spill champagne. We're two songs into the show, mate. You're not going to make the end.
No, I was just literally moving it from one side of the disc to the other.
Yeah, with a pit stop at my mouth. Oh, that's a long way from the right.
We just did speeches before we came on here with the whole team at Zidium. They pulled some champagne, so I've just literally got it here.
Most people are drinking out of a glass. I saw you opted for the bottle. Afternoon, Jason, PJ, getting you home on ZM. It's the final show of 2017. We're out of here. We're heading off to Oz on the weekend. I've given Ross Boss the heads up. We're calling in sick for the last hour. We're bailing at six.
Who's doing the show?
I think we're just going to run music.
Oh, is it going to be
I've said the
music?
The flu's going to kick in about six.
Okay, cool.
Only we would call in sick for the last hour of our show. I tried to do it from three. He's like, come on, mate.
No one's listening at six anyway. I mean,
big shout out to Cam, who's on the night show at seven.
I mean, kidding. No. Like, lots. Obviously, a lot of people listen, obviously, from six. It was just... I was trying to help.
So what you're saying is six is a dead hour and then people come back at seven.
Exactly.
Right, so if you listen
exactly
in six,
my point.
You're a loner.
Yep. All the night workers come out and they're, yep.
Save. Hey, yesterday on the show, we were chatting about your past and it came up that you used to be in a band.
Yeah.
You used to be a bass player in a band spying on Joe.
Yeah, I did some backup vocals.
Told me you did bass.
No, I did bass, but in the chorus you'll be able to hear my voice just like as a backup.
So here's the best bit. For the past 12 hours, we've been working through the night to track it down.
Yeah, because apparently there was a YouTube video of us at Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, right. Well, we couldn't find that. A lot of people were trying to send through links and stuff like that to other bands, other guys called Joe, who I don't think you knew, nor do I think you would spy on. But we've got the tape. So coming up this is a bit wrong. We probably shouldn't play it during the top four at 3:15 because people will be like, this is a new artist. I'm not a massive fan. We're going to play Spying on Joe. What was the single?
The single was called Euphoria.
Right.
Yeah.
How'd you go? Airplay?
No, absolutely not.
So, okay, today, first airplay on radio, Spying on Joe. We're going to play PJ's band coming up in a few songs. Hey, we got some nice presents today.
I know. Oh, even the lady at the pub, she gave us some flowers.
Yeah.
What?
Well, that was...
Well, she gave me flowers and you got some merch tops.
Yeah. So we always go to the same pub everywhere. And they're lovely. They always look after us. The Empire, $10 steaks. Tell them we sent you.
Yeah.
That's how much they are. You won't get a different discount. And they gave PJ flowers. And then I saw her look at me and she goes, oh, Jace. And then she disappeared and she came back and she's like, we got you some Heineken promotion shirts.
And you got a cap as well.
I'm like, I can't help but feel this was an afterthought.
The Jace and PJ podcast.
You know what? Every now and then, I think it's great when a commercial radio station gives a budding young band an opportunity to get some airplay. And they're an all-girl band?
Yes. There were four of us.
All-girl band, which used to, cause a few rumours, formed back in how many years ago?
So we would have formed, was it fourth or fifth form? So like 2005 or six.
How old were you?
About 15 or 16.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're very young. Like, you've got to bear in mind, very young when this was... written and
for 24 hours it's taken us. We've tracked down the single that PJ's high school band released. She played bass and was backing vocals in charge of groupies. Not sure what she did, but so
Christ College groupies.
We are about to play your first single.
We had like two singles on this EP, and this was probably the more upbeat, poppy one.
Now, here's the thing, right? I want to give you airplay, right? I want to give you the airplay. I want to play the whole song. But it's really up to the people. So how this is going to work is I'm going to start playing the song. If we get five texts say stop it.
Oh, no.
If we get just five text messages that say stop.
Yeah.
We stop the song.
Oh, but what if you don't get to the chorus? That's the best part.
Don't tell me. Tell the people.
Okay. You just got to remember like the studio we recorded in was like not like top class, you know?
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was pre-writing my text. The number is 9696. If we get five text messages saying stop, we kill it.
And don't just do it for like for
don't
banter. You've actually got to be honest.
All right, so would you like to introduce
it?
We're already getting text.
No, that doesn't count. Okay. That doesn't count.
Okay, from now. Hitting. Oh, they want us to stop. Okay. Introduce the song.
Okay, from approximately 2006 or 2007, this is Spying on Joe's Euphoria.
There's a lot of texts already coming through. Why lie? Why did you lie? We've just got...
We were 16.
We're at 65 texts and going strong.
Oh, someone said, PJ, your band is awesome. Someone said, I actually like it. Someone said, brilliant.
Are your friends listening?
Is that music? I thought it was like nails down a chalkboard. Oh, well.
You all got airplay.
Is good publicity.
Whether
right?
it was 45 seconds or whatever, you got airplay.
Thank you.
God, that was worth tracking down the song. You should have just slept last night. It wasn't as bad as I thought. It was bad, just not as bad as I thought.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Final show for 2017. My dad going to be joining us on the air in the next 15 as well. What a lot of people don't know is when we get dad on every week, he's actually recorded. Because let's be honest, he's old. He doesn't have a filter and he does go on a bit. Today we're going to roll the dice and go live.
There's always the risk he could offend someone.
Oh, massively.
So, yeah.
I just gave him a call before and I'm like, just tone it down a notch this week.
The price is tight.
Whoa, hello.
I love this game.
We are bringing back some of our favourites today. Speaking of which, one of our favourites, producer Alex, joining us in studio. Afternoon.
Afternoon. That's the nicest thing you ever said to me.
Final show for you today too.
Yeah.
You're coming with us. Ross Boss was emotional talking about you.
Yeah, he was.
In fact, yeah. Out of everyone, you got the most emotional speech.
He played Beyonce's Irreplaceable at the end of it, which was quite lovely.
He played Good Riddance for me. either way, let's not get caught up in that. All right, final game of Price is Tight. How this works is we give away random items from a random store. 0800 dials NM if you would like to play. I'm going to try and get the phone lines working here. Yep. Hello, Zoe.
Who's that?
Kane.
Hey, Kane.
There we go.
Hello.
Hey, mate. Zoe, have we got you?
Zoe down.
Don't send me the phones. All right, you wait there, Kane. All right, yep. So 0800 dials in to play. I think the phone system's going to shit.
Why did the phones break on our final day?
I'm not taking the phones to Melbourne. If the phones are going to be broken, we're not taking them. We'll take half the staff. We're not taking the phones.
Oh, wait. Alex is coming in with some good news.
Okay. All right. Where are we going? Okay. You there, Kane?
I am indeed.
All right. Hold there for a sec, mate. I feel like I'm back in the old days. Hello. Who have we got there?
Bailey.
Bailey. We'll take it.
All right. Bailey and Kane. Bailey, you can go first. Do you want Team PJ, Team Jace?
Team Jace.
What?
Wise decision.
Well, that was worth the wait. Sorry, Kane. You got PJ, mate.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
All right.
There we go. He knows what he wants.
He's got to say that. All right. We are playing for you guys at home. We've just got to guess the price of the random items. Item number one.
All right. Today, we are going for items that Jace and PJ are leaving behind. Item number one is Jace's GA tickets to Harry Styles at Spark Arena.
Oh.
Gutted about that one too. $89.
Higher.
$120.
Higher.
Whoa.
I want a good seats, mate.
Okay.
At my age, the eyesight goes, you know, like you want to get close to the crowd. $160.
Lower.
$150.
Lower.
$140.
Higher.
$145.
Higher.
$149.
The price is high.
Oh, nice.
They are coming your way, Bailey. Congratulations.
Sweet. Thank you.
All right, you hang there.
We've actually got good stuff to give away today.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Item number two.
You spoke too soon. Item number two is Jace's Von Zipper hat.
Oh, bullshit.
Yes. Oh, okay.
It's a brand new one, by the way.
A brand new one. Okay, yeah. I'm going to say $50.
Lower.
Mate. No. Okay. Von Zipper. Okay. $19.
Lower.
What? $11.
Higher.
$15.
Lower.
$13.
Higher.
$14. Hey, Bailey, what are you wearing to Harry Styles? Von Zipper hat by any chance?
Oh, for sure.
Hey, Kane, buddy, I got you next, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, famous last words.
He doesn't sound confident.
Third and final item for Price is Tight.
PJ's Auckland City Limits tickets.
Ooh, good tickets too. Just can't remember how much I spent on them.
Probably did one social post for it. Hashtag Auckland City Limits. This is what I'm wearing. Hashtag Karen Walker Sunnies.
Leave my sunnies out of this. Okay, I'm going to say $180.
Lower.
$100.
Higher.
$150.
Higher.
$170.
No. Higher.
$175.
Higher.
$179.
The price is right. What? This is rigged.
It's not rigged. Bailey, enjoy those tickets as well.
Bailey is cleaning up. Kane, I promise I'm coming for you.
What?
What?
Poor Kane.
No, I mean.
Hey, good news. We've got one final item. This one's a biggie. It is the spare change from PJ's ashtray.
$700.
Lower.
$25.
Higher.
$150.
Higher.
$220.
Higher.
How rich are you? Seriously. $250.
Higher.
$300.
Higher.
$350.
Higher.
$400.
Higher.
$500.
Lower.
$450.
Higher.
$490.
The price is tight!
Yes! Are you joking?
Bailey, you've got it all.
Oh, my God.
No freaking way.
Yeah, you've got it. The cash is... Oh, my God. He has just shown me the amounts. They are all spot on.
Oh, my God. You've got it.
Spare change from PJ's ashtray. You are off to Auckland City Limits. You've got the Von Zipper hat. Well, there's highs and lows.
Thank you.
And you walk away with tickets to Harry Styles.
Oh, Kane, I'm so sorry.
That's cool.
It's all good, mate. She's coming for you.
ZM's Jason PJ.
We thought we'd better give him some air time.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, mate, what do you want?
You got a sec?
Yeah, look, as we did say before, potentially risky business this afternoon, because normally when we do chat to Paul, there's a little bit of editing that goes on. We do talk to him prior to coming on the air, just in case he offends someone. So today we are going live. Wish us luck. Oh, God. Just keep it cool.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine, mate. Every week he's normally giving out advice. I rang him before and said, Dad, we're going to be calling.
G'day, Jay. PJ.
G'day,
oh,
Dad.
He's on from the get-go.
And he's on his best behaviour. Listen to it. We just told everyone how we've got you on live and that we know you're freaking out that you might say something wrong today.
Oh, I try real hard not to.
No, you're right, Dad. Just be yourself. Be yourself, Dad.
Don't swear,
Paul. What have we caught you in the middle of? What are you up to?
I was actually putting a plant in. I'm digging a big hole.
What plant?
A legal plant?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure.
What do you
sure.
think I'm growing?
Well, I wasn't
sure.
Yeah, I wasn't sure at your age. A lot of people using it for medicinal purposes. That's all.
Well, that's what they say, but that's all crap.
Yeah, right. You've never
just want to smoke it, mate.
Right. You've never done that sort of stuff, have you, Dad?
Never.
Right. Okay.
You have, probably. I haven't.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, he's extra sharp when he's live. Oh.
See,
zing, zing, zing. That's what you normally hit it out.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
What about you, PJ?
What do you mean, what about me?
Have you ever tried it?
Is this live interrogation from your father? No, Paul.
Yeah.
Gosh.
You haven't. That's good.
Goodness me. Goodness me.
What do you reckon, Dad?
Goodness me. No, Paul.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So, okay. All right. What's your wife up to?
She's sitting down playing cards on the tablet.
Right.
Oh, good.
Well, Dad, while we've got you, normally we've got questions from people that listen to the show. Today, PJ just wanted to ask you a couple of questions. She needs your advice.
This will be good.
Yeah, she needs a good pot supplier.
She what?
No, nothing.
Can you not?
Okay, all right.
So first of all, obviously heading to Australia, can you give us sort of a rundown of what the Prime Minister's like? Malcolm Turnbull, what are your thoughts?
I don't like him. Okay. He's gutless.
Right.
Okay. Okay, cool.
All right, so if he comes in as a guest on the show, you don't want us to call you and like add
him? I'd be polite. You've got to be polite.
Yeah, right. But if he wasn't there, you'd say he's gutless with no nuts.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. Next question.
He can't make decisions. He's put there to make decisions.
Right. Yeah, right.
He's put him there to make decisions. Do it.
Why don't you run for local government?
Don't be silly.
Okay. It's just a suggestion.
It wouldn't work, mate.
Right.
Next up, Paul, obviously we're moving to Melbourne. AFL is massive over there. Who should I support or who do you support?
Well, I don't, but if I was going to support a team, it would be the Cats, Geelong.
Right, cool.
Geelong, good.
You're not an AFL man, are you, Dad?
No, I don't know a lot about it. I watch the grand final always, but I don't know a lot about it.
Okay, gotcha. What else you got?
I know the rules.
Oh, well, Paul,
I can see the skill, but I don't know the rules.
Right.
Paulie, we really appreciate you coming on the show over the last couple of years. It's been really nice of you to, spend your time with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
He doesn't like that name.
I was hoping that would fire him up. Paulie.
What? What? What'd you say then?
Paulie.
Say that again.
Paulie.
I'll hang up.
No, don't. He hates. We used to say
What's
it as
wrong a, with Paulie?
No, stop saying it. We used to say it as kids, and he would absolutely.
But it's fun and endearing. Paulie, we love having you on the show.
No, it's not fun and endearing at all.
Yeah, like he.
Oh, God, he's going to
go down well.
Yeah, you've actually upset him.
You can call me any other name you like.
Well, not any other name.
Not on.
Right, okay. Well, right. Dav, we just want to get you on and say, look, thank you for jumping on the air every week. I know you did it for money and no love. And And obviously, we want to take you.
Wait a minute. Woo. What do you mean, no love?
Okay. Well, we want to take you with us to the Melbourne show. Are you going to come with us?
Yeah, I'll come.
Yeah. Right. For free?
No.
You're dreaming of me. Thinks it's going to be free.
Did PJ get a rise when she went to Melbourne?
What?
You can ask.
Did you get a rise in Melbourne, PJ?
Paulie?
Oh. Hey, stop that.
Okay, I'm jumping in now. You guys just chill out. Yeah. Maybe go and hit the plant. Dad, say hi to Mum for us, and we'll speak to you next year, all right?
Yeah, but did you get a rise, PJ, or not?
Paul, that's an inappropriate chat for the radio.
What do you reckon she's on, Dad? No. All right, see ya, bye.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Free Airtime Friday.
Oh, yeah, it's time to give away some free airtime as we head into the weekend. You give us a call 0800-ZM. The only catch is you want to get 9 seconds to plug whatever it is you want to plug.
Final free airtime for the year as well, dare I say, being the final one. All good if you want to plug a Christmas sale.
Oh.
Can I just ask one thing?
What?
Right?
Not the cookies? Every year. No, we're going to get a cookie. It's fine.
No. I just don't want the cookie cult. Not this afternoon.
Yeah, well, we had like 3 cookies the other week, hey?
I did say cult. The other word, almost. No cookie cults this afternoon.
You want to drop that word out on a final show? All right.
9 seconds, and then that's it. Otherwise, we'll hear from Ross Boss, the final free airtime Friday.
Go, Simeon!
Hey, Jason, PJ, sad to see you guys going. Hey, everyone, come down to Lower Hutt for the Japan Day at the New Dallas. You'll see some karate, and it'll be great fun. Thanks, guys.
Good one. Nailed it.
I was about to say, very nice of you, but don't waste your time on us.
No, it's not worth it.
9 seconds.
All right, up next is Jasmine. Go.
Good luck in Melbourne, guys. The Bed People. We sell premium sleepy beds. 9 stores New Zealand wide. Come in for a great deal or check us out online. The Bed People.
Nice.
I bet this will be one of those awkward things that the guys on the phones are going, all right, so for the first 2 seconds, can you say good luck and then you can get to your plug.
I don't want people to feel forced into saying it.
Like, if you're hanging on hold, use the airtime to plug your business.
Absolutely. All right, up next, Michael, go.
Sometimes I have to say good luck. Good luck, guys. Great pump track. Bring your bikes tomorrow, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m, Dryden Park.
Whereabouts?
Greyland.
Greyland. He said Dryden Park.
Dryden Park.
Did he say Dryden Park?
Might be. Do a Google. If you see a Dryden Park, you know that's what he said.
All right, let's go to Sella.
Hi.
Go, Sella.
Go.
Okay. Hi, guys. This is Sella. I've got a cupcakes to go business. So if you want
Oh, no. I've got absolutely no idea where to get those cupcakes.
Google Sella.
Cupcakes. New Zealand.
You got. That's the thing with this game.
Should we go back?
No. I'm not breaking rules on the last day, mate.
Okay. All right, let's go to Jess. Go, Jess.
Good luck in Melbourne, guys. Come down to the Pachanaru Night Market to get your cookie time Christmas cookies. Call Ironwood X Cookies and help us raise $250,000 for charity.
Oh, don't play the charity card just because you've rung up doing the cookies.
And oh, now, good on you.
And now if I have a go at you, I'm going to look like a bad person. Yep. So yeah, that was a great plug. Good for you.
Go, Caleb.
Can't wait to see you guys finally leave for country. Make sure you come down to Cafe Addiction Espresso Bar in Cambridge. Homemade cakes and coffees and the best coffee in town.
Oh, smooth.
See, I'm not sure if that was like a good luck thing or...
Look, it just...
It's one of those... It depends how you interpret it. Yeah.
Can't wait for you guys to get out of here.
Because you're awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Caleb.
Hey.
ZM's Jason PJ.
We need to welcome a special guest, Paige.
Hello.
No, just say hello. Like, we've got to get the backstory.
Okay. Aussie romance to the show, Michael to others, and my ex or Jace's friend.
Oh, that was as awkward as I was hoping it would be. 2 years ago, my mate Michael came over to visit me just for a quiet little weekend from Australia. PJ was on a rebound and looking to hook up. She did that, and then he moved over here. They were together. We went to Vegas, got married, lasted an hour. And now you've split up and you're just friends.
Yeah.
G'day, Aussie romance.
Couple of things. Is the music entirely necessary? Thank you.
Yeah, it's about
And the next thing.
No!
Okay, sorry.
We don't need that kind of music.
All right.
Second thing, you guys are leaving. I'm the one staying. How did that work out?
Yeah. I know. Everyone's like, so what happens now? Does it go back to Aussie? I'm like, no, he's happy here.
I love when we're at the races, people are like, hey, are Lou and the kids going with you? And I'm like, yep, unless you know something I don't. Now, look, you know, you guys have been split up for a while.
Yeah.
I met his new partner a few weeks back.
Yes.
She was lovely.
Yes.
Yep. She said to say hello.
Oh, I say hi back.
Well, she didn't. Yeah. Okay. I said to Aussie Romance, if you're coming on today, why don't you just write down a couple of things that you think Paige could learn from the relationship?
Like, I just know. I know that I was an absolute punish.
Well, I sent Jace a list of like 30 things and he said, mate, we've only got time for five. So I've had to
What are the five things you've got?
Oh, no.
So number one, yep. I would just say cooking and groceries. Like they don't just appear in the pantry like it's some kind of magical Narnia of food.
Yep.
It took a lot of time, like me going to the grocery store.
Did she ever shop?
No, that's the thing.
Yeah, you know, I did.
She'd be like, oh, toothpaste's out. And I'm like, well, you should buy some toothpaste. And then, go 3 days without toothpaste until I bought some.
Polly.
So I just want to reiterate that, you know, the pantry isn't just a mystical place where, you know, ingredients exist.
There could be some magical pantries in Australia.
There isn't, mate.
Okay.
Number two.
Spending all day in gym gear doesn't actually equal, I guess, going to the gym or working out. I mean, because there was a time where you were worried about like your Adidas fitness sponsorship and then Nike like defollowed you on Instagram or something and that really got you hung up for like 3 days.
God, it was really hard issues.
Jeez, it was. I mean, the boxing glove photos that
I used
to
take. Okay, so tone down the active wear if I'm not being active.
I guess.
Okay.
Right.
I guess.
Okay, that's a good one.
Is that fair? Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. I mean, you look gorgeous today, though. I mean, you put in some effort with
okay.
you.
Down boy. PJ's ex currently reading out things she needs to work on for her next relationship. Number three.
Okay, number three I would just say don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
Because
can I have an example?
Like, you want an example.
Like what would she sweat over? Something small, you know?
Like when Donald Trump got in as president.
Yeah.
She like went mental for like 2 weeks thinking the end of the world was going to happen. And
but
just
we don't live there.
She would come back grumpy and sad and I'd be like, what's wrong? She's like, the universe is going to implode Donald Trump's president.
Like that didn't happen.
And then I just find it funny though how you get an email from, you know, this guy in America who's probably sitting there in his jocks drinking a beer called The Universe. And you take his word.
Oh, she gets the quotes.
Yeah, no,
every
I get notes from the universe every day.
Well, hang on.
Mike Dooley is the guy that writes them.
Exactly. Does anyone even know who Mike Dooley is?
I think you're right. 45 and he's sitting in his undies watching you on webcam. All right, next one.
All right, the next one is just washing of the clothes. Because... And you can see, you know, the look on your face there is, again, the washing basket isn't just like a magical hole where, you know, you chuck your washing and then it comes back the next day folded on the bed.
When you're around, that was.
You were really high maintenance, weren't you?
No.
And the final thing that PJ needs to learn going into a new relationship.
I would have to say bathroom etiquette.
Oh, don't.
I would always go, hey, you know, I'm just nipping downstairs or I'm just, you know, and people like,
be like polite way going, hey,
I need, you know,
some space.
Some space. Whereas we would like, you know, just be getting ready for bed and then Polly would be like, oh, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom and then oh my goodness. Like and she'd be like, block your ears! Just block your ears, babe! And I'd be like, oh God, what is happening in there? But not only that, you know, it just
she's choking a wild animal in there.
I'm like, who else is in there with you?
What's, oh my God.
Multiple flushes. It was just one of those.
Oh, okay. Polly.
All right. Thank you so much for coming
and
in this afternoon.
He's lying in bed. Some dude walks through. G'day, I'm Barry the plumber. Don't mind me.
Apart from that, though, I was a great girlfriend.
Apart from that, top notch. Top notch.
Yeah.
Aussie romance, mate. Well. Thank you for letting me pretty much make you marry my friend on the air and expose your life for the past couple of years.
No sweat. Good luck in Melbourne, guys.
Thank you.
We'll be back in March if we fail. Yeah.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Ross Boss is joining us. So is producer Alex.
Hey, guys.
Afternoon.
Hey, guys.
God, you think you'd be happier at our show?
I am. I just don't want to show you guys. This is the best time of my life.
Right, gotcha. You still running us to the airport?
Yeah.
Just
making sure that you leave.
Look at the guy setting off confetti cannons in Terminal 2.
I just feel like this might be like a really long con and there's like, late April Fools or something and you're actually staying, but no.
No. Actually, Ross, the reason I've dragged you in is you're going to enjoy this as well.
Great.
This is exciting.
I've got something to admit to you guys.
God, this is good. This is Christmas coming early.
Is it
something we've done or you've done?
Something I've done.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm
you've admitted some pretty big things.
We know you've put weight back on.
No, it's not that.
Oh, okay.
We know that your mother-in-law walked in on you once.
Yeah.
We're just recapping. It's not that.
It's none of that.
Okay.
All right?
We talked about the balding pills not too long ago.
The reason...
You did.
The reason I'm doing this is my going away gift to you.
God,
because I give all of you so much shit on this show, right? And normally you never get something up on me, so I thought I would give you this as a going away gift.
I'm actually nervous. Is this going to break broadcasting standards?
No. For the last 7 months.
You got plugs.
Oh, my God. You've been doing yoga. You've done ballet.
No. Like, and it's a week of honesty, you know. It came out that Vaughan's been going to the gym secretly. for the last 7 months. Been getting hair treatment
on your head.
Yeah.
Why isn't it working?
I thought it was. I thought it was.
No, it is look really good.
It looks really good.
Don't do that.
Doesn't it, everyone?
It looks really good.
You're just doing it on your beard there.
No, I'm
not.
You
know what I was going to say. Wait.
No, it does. It does. Look, the office.
Yeah, everyone's nodding.
Yeah. This is so embarrassing for me right now.
What do you do?
I've spent like a lot of money.
How much? That's okay, man.
When you found the tablets, I was like, oh, God, she's onto me. But the tablets were like only the part of it.
I
go on.
You thought they were vitamins or something.
No. Like I go and get a little laser and everything.
You get laser?
Amazing.
How long does this go for?
You get laser. Like on
PJ and Shane Warren, get ya.
I knew you'd enjoy this way too much.
So
stop looking at it. You're making me.
No, I'm not.
I'm sweating. It'll make the hair fall out. Don't make me sweat.
So, I just want to understand this properly.
Now that you mention it, there is a difference. When I look at your head, I can't see the wall behind you, which I used to.
Is it just the front part of the head that you?
No, I'm getting it all over the top. But yeah, like the back's growing quicker than the front.
And they just put lasers.
Can you pin down so we can see the back?
No, I'm just,
yeah.
Come on, mate.
Oh, just.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty thick.
Yeah.
Up there.
Yeah, no, turn don't mock me. Yeah,
we're not mocking you.
I feel like you're mocking me.
Put your head down.
Really? Like, we've got the biggest studio audience
you're
right now.
This, mate. Come on.
Like, yeah.
It actually looks really good.
No,
proud of you.
You're being
good on you.
How have you been funding it? Have you been picking up all the cash that she drops like when she walks around?
If I did that, I'd have one hell of a head of hair. Let me tell you. So, as my going away gift to you, you now have free rein to give me crap about that.
Oh. Do you think. Sorry, it's interrupt. That you'd be able to get rid of the straightness once this happens?
They've said
they say that stop straightening.
Did you straighten the hair out of your head?
Because that's why you've lost it all, eh?
And you make me bloody pull it out. But they have strongly suggested that the straighteners, yeah.
Go.
Yeah, but then I have to weigh it up. Am I going to get more shit off you guys for being bald or coming in curly? It's a bloody tough decision, let me tell you.
What's the combination?
ZM's Jason PJ.
It's our final show for 2017.
Did the lasers hurt?
Is it like a Star Wars episode? Yeah.
When they start, they're like,
are we all done?
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
You handed it to us on a plate. How can we not dish it out?
They don't hurt. You know, it costs over a grand.
Really?
Yeah.
Each time.
No, no, no. God, I'm not PJ. Calm down. Now, look, we thought we'd play a cheeky game of who did it. We've got Ross Boss in here, producer Alex joining us. Alex has put together a list of things that you would not normally be allowed to do while working at a company. And we want to see, Ross, if you will be able to guess who is guilty of these. Now, for the sake of covering us, let's all say...
Hypothetical.
This game is a hypothetical.
Yeah, not true stories.
Yeah.
You with
me? Definitely not true stories.
Now that we've got that out of the way, round one.
Am I going to have to file some reports on this?
No, it's not that bad.
No, well,
you know what?
Hey,
to be honest.
Fire us.
Yeah. We'll have a meeting Monday. And to be honest, some of this stuff you've probably done yourself.
We'll see.
Number one. Who, out of Jason PJ, after a work trip, would collect extra unused taxi vouchers and keep them for personal use?
Without a shadow of a doubt, Jason Hawkins.
PJ Hawkins.
Really?
No, it was me. Oh.
I was like, did I do that?
If there's anyone that doesn't want to do transport by themselves, it's you.
Oh. Well, I just think, you know, now and then, doesn't hurt the company to shout you. Especially on a Saturday night. If you're going out.
Next one.
I'd hand them out to friends too, though.
Who?
Also, sorry, just quickly, anyone using a company cab charge, anything over 50 is what they flag. So if you want to get
up... And you know what he does? I've got so many expletives I could say right now. He writes our names on them.
Yes.
Don't worry. When the chits come back, it shows where they're going to. I know where you're
going. No, you always get dropped off a couple of streets away. Come on, guys. All right. Number two.
Number two. Who, out of Jason PJ, would take wine from the company bar almost every weekday until management installed locks on the fridge?
Jason. Is this just going to be a...
No, when we moved in here, they had the iHeart Lounge.
Literally every night.
Well, it was fully
every
stocked.
Every night, Jace would take a Pinot.
Well, it was like to celebrate the show. Good show, guys. I might take a Pinot home.
Yeah, on a Monday, it's a bit excessive.
This is interesting. So when they put the locks on, that's when you stopped getting fat again.
Yes, it all makes sense. Yeah,
now they've taken the locks off. Number three. Who, Jason PJ, on their weekend shifts... would block the phone lines during Free Stuff Weekend and give prizes to their mates?
I've never been able to get Jason anywhere near the building on a weekend, so that is clearly PJ.
I did it like once. It was like a small thing, like a little...
So poor people ringing up on the weekend.
No, don't you dare turn this
so
around
poor
on
people
me.
Are at home. Hi, I'm Jeremy. I love the radio. I've been ringing all day to get through, but it's engaged.
Like once. Like, I never did it. Like other people would do more. Like they do big tickets and stuff. I do like, it was like... the Muesli bar box.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're giving away Muesli bars on the radio.
Back in the day.
All right,
we Hungry Friends.
All right, next one.
We'll finish up on this one. Who, out of Jason PJ, while in Las Vegas, called the Spearmint Rhino Strip Club at 3:30 in the morning and requested a limousine for free because they were the head of iHeartRadio Australasia?
I can't pick this one. Because it sounds like you, Hawkins, but I know what PJ was like on that trip. It was you, wasn't it, Polly?
No!
Don't be silly!
She was a slurring mess. I'm like, it's iHeart. And I'm like, we're not going to get the limo of you, Rick. And we got the limo. Oh. We got the limo.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Flying out Sunday morning
Australia.
As well.
Yeah, we're going out quite early on Sunday morning, aren't we?
We're rolling out. Producer Alex, Stevie and Davo, Cam in promotions. Hello. Everyone leaving at the same time.
Yeah.
Kadaisy. Oh, that means, you know what that means.
What?
Well, you know, it ups how much duty-free we can take.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Normally it's like a bottle and a half.
So what, when you've got a group of you?
Well, I'm just saying we can take a lot.
Oh, like, yeah, right, pass it off to
I mean, obviously, they might actually have to, they might want to stay, hold on to their own duty-free, but I've got a special guest.
Oh, no.
Coming up, we're going to be playing the grand final of verbal ping pong, but look, we are getting people on the air who have been a part of the show for the last couple of years, one of which I love, one of which we normally ring at 2 a.m. during our longest shows, when we do the 51-hour shows, and she'll be on the streets of Christchurch with her husband who's drunk trying to pee on a tree. It's PJ's mum. Hello, Ange.
Hello, you mustn't bring that up, Jace.
Oh, sorry.
Mum, he brings it up every time we bring you up.
Where have we got you at the moment? Are you at work?
No, I'm at home. It's a public holiday here.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, day off.
Yeah, we had an earthquake to celebrate your last day on FedEm.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Was it okay? Was it big?
Well, it was quite scary. I was about to start to run under the door, but then it stopped.
Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, no, all good.
Okay,
all
right. Good.
What about in general? Are you all right, Ange?
Mum, are you in the energy room?
No, I'm here sitting. I've been listening to the show. I'm loving it.
Oh, because I just want to explain what the energy room is. Last time we were in Christchurch, we all went over to PJ's house, and I had a couple of wines with Leo, her dad, who kindly kept his clothes on. And your mum said to me, Jace, come and look at Putty's energy room. And she took me to a room, and like, no joke, 2 minutes later, I'm shirtless sitting on a massage bed, and she's telling me she's going to heal my brains out, which scared the hell out of me. Is that what the energy room is, Ange? Is that what we're referring to?
Yeah, it's all this colour and light and sound. It's really cool. But I'm going to start doing it for real next year, so I'm so excited.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, Ange, the reason we got you on is because I am stealing your daughter and I'm taking her with me back to Oz this weekend.
Yeah.
I wanted to let you know I'm going to look after her.
Yeah. I trust you implicitly, Jace.
Oh, Mum, don't say that.
Who do you trust more?
I trust you both.
Mum, you've got to say me.
That means me.
Oh, Polly, then.
Thank you.
That means me. And I don't want to upset you, Peach, but I know, Ange, you must be very proud of your daughter.
Yes, I am very, very proud of her. Very, very much. And I just wanted to say that I do feel a little bad sometimes that I didn't make Polly sort of do domesticity and cleanliness and all that sort of thing.
No, you're a great mother. She's just lazy as hell, Ange.
I can remember when she was a kid, she was in this happy sort of magical place and she didn't notice things like washing up and stuff like that.
Ange, are you in a happy magical place right now? You sound like it.
No, I just want to apologise to you for that side, but that's cool. And I just want to say, Jace, I wanted to say to you and Lou, thank you so much for all you've done for Putty. It's been amazing.
That's all right. That's all right. We love having you on, and we're going to look after your daughter. She's going to marry an AFL player.
I'm not.
Yeah. I'm going to hook her up with an AFL
player. Not an AFL player, Jace. No.
But they're rich, Ange. We can live off the profits. Remember when she sold the Aussie Roman?
Who do you think I should marry?
A rugby union player, maybe? What? Not an AFL player.
I think, to be honest, we don't limit it at the moment, guys. And anyone?
No. Polly should marry who she wants to marry. It's nothing to do with her mother.
Thank you, Mum.
How about we give them a say in it as well, though, Peach? Not like you at the moment. All right, Angela, look, we love you and we'll talk to you from Aussie, okay?
We love you too. And look, I wish you all the best and say thank you so much for teaching Polly so much. You're just amazing, Jace. Thank you so much.
You know what? I thought, let's get your mum on and she'll give you a big rap. Instead, it's actually turned around to me. Oh, my God, I'm crying.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Courtside for this.
Jason PJ's verbal ping pong.
After playing this game for an entire year, it has come down to 20-2. If you're new to the adventure, rules of the game, producer Alex.
It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour. I've got 3 different topics here. You've got to say something from each of those topics until one of you cannot. Pretty simple. Current score is 22-2.
Big shout out to Dean from Peter Mintram Jewellery School in Auckland. He is an engraver who's actually standing by ready to engrave the verbal ping pong trophy.
Which is the champion trophy for all time.
Yeah. Also, if Air New Zealand is listening, we're getting on your plane Sunday morning. I'm going to need some overhead space for the trophy.
I thought you were going to ask.
Thank you very much.
I thought you were going to ask for an upgrade.
I'm just going to let you do all the chitter-chatter.
Just while we're on it, if I could get an upgrade, that'd be great. Obviously, wife and kids down the back. I'm happy to stretch out in Premiere.
So embarrassing.
Okay, this is it. Best of three.
Okay, I won last week, or earlier this week.
Everyone thinks this is fun and games, but we actually take this game quite seriously.
Okay, David is standing by. Demi and Dabo in the producer booth, ready to adjudicate.
Want all this official, right? I'm telling you now. I don't want shit topics and like you letting it slide because you feel sorry for it. We all feel sorry for it, but not during this.
Because I won, does he start?
Yes, that's usually how it goes.
Here we go.
First topic.
Oh, God. I'm nervous.
No helping from anyone either.
Airlines.
Qantas.
Singapore Airlines.
Air New Zealand.
Jetstar.
Emirates.
British Airways.
Etihad.
Ryanair.
Southwest Air.
Malaysian Airlines.
Air France.
Garuda.
British Airways.
Air Egypt.
British Airways has been said.
The topic typically Hawkins would
who
be.
Who said that? Who said that?
A winner. Who I said it.
Who said? Oh, bloody Jesse.
You knew you'd been caught out. Well done, PJ.
Thank you, Alex. It's nice to take the first win.
We know whose side of the bed he's supporting. All right.
What? Of your bed, you mean?
No, I'm good. Here we go. Just get to it.
All right next. So I'll start the next one.
I'm really disappointed in myself because I thought I had that.
Next topic.
If you get this.
Yeah, I'm the winner. So there's quite a bit of pressure on you right now.
Oh, you reckon? News test team.
I love that I beat you on airlines.
Things you find in a house.
Telephone.
TV.
Computer.
Couch.
Rug.
Coffee table.
Recliner chair.
Oh, would you say that?
What? You said a couch.
Sewing machine.
Fan.
Air conditioning unit.
Globe.
Fridge.
Iron.
Oven.
Vacuum.
Pots and pans.
Tap.
Microwave.
Toilet.
Shower.
Broom.
Bath.
Dishwashing liquid.
Oh. Hand soap.
Calendar.
A what?
A calendar.
God, maybe back in 1985. Toilet paper.
A bed.
Bedside table.
A door.
we're getting a bit stretched there.
Come on.
No.
We're not taking that.
No, you're not taking that. How are you not taking that? That's in a house.
No.
Easy, Tiger.
That's not fair.
Easy.
No, a door is in a house, but I'm just saying you're getting a little bit stretched there.
Yeah,
right,
but where's the line?
At doors. All right, next.
Lamp.
Himalayan salt lamp.
No!
That's a
lamp! Oh, you can smoke all your hippie stuff all day, mate. We're not taking that.
I hate you.
Mate, come on.
Himalayan salt lamp.
Hydroponics lab. Mate, come on. All right.
You know what that means.
Here we go.
It's a tiebreaker.
You go first because you're on the salt lamp.
Last topic.
Yeah.
Radio stations.
ZM.
The Hits.
My FM.
Flavour.
More FM.
Coast.
The Edge.
Oh, you didn't. ZB.
Radio Live.
Radio Sport.
Hauraki.
George.
Kiss FM!
Oh! No, I've said Coast!
No, I said Kiss FM! I said Kiss FM! That's where we're going!
Hang on. We could go.
You said radio stations. You didn't say New Zealand radio stations. Come on.
You're right. I didn't say New Zealand radio stations, but I won't accept any more international radio stations.
Well, hang on. That means we could be out here. We, like.
No, I can think of many more.
ACC.
That's not a radio station.
That's an iHeart station, mate, which means PJ has taken out verbal punch.
That confetti smells like fish. Oh, my God.
Is that how you celebrate? Mate. Oh.
Well done, PJ.
That was a stitch
Thank
up.
You,
that
Alex.
Was a massive
Thank
stitch.
You, everybody, for turning up today. So nice to have you supporting me here for Verbal Ping Pong in 2017.
I also will point out we are going to Kiss FM, not Kiss, and you're going to need to work on that.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
A lot of texts coming through. Thank you very much. A lot of people saying nice stuff.
I know.
I know not about both of us.
I'm joking.
Hey, Paige, we've been giving a lot of stuff away and sort of wrapping things up before we get out of here.
Yes. There's one last thing that we need to address.
I cleared out the desk yesterday. Did you clear out your desk and stuff?
I don't have a desk.
I've got.
Do you have a desk?
Well, I don't know if it's my desk. It's just where I store all my
I
shit.
I think it's a communal desk.
I highlighted 1,500 emails the other day and hit delete. It was the most therapeutic thing in the world.
Emails get cut off today?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, no responsibility.
I know. And I was just about to start checking them.
No, you weren't.
I was like, year four.
No one's buying that.
I don't really get an email. But there is one thing that we need to take care of. One little bit of housekeeping.
Jason PJ's. Can you
need to offload the shit box. All right, so a couple of months back, I said, look, wouldn't it be cool if we all chuck some money in a pot and we got a show car, our very own company car?
Yeah.
Like big flashy companies have.
Yeah, it's it's, if I were to say it's a flashy company car, I probably wouldn't sum it up like that. It's a Q.
It's
practical and it's fun.
It's a Nissan 7-seater Cube. I've actually been using it for the past 2 weeks because we sold the family car.
Yeah.
So Paige and I, like, I'm doing the kindy runs and stuff in the communal cube, all signed up and everything.
Yeah, I'm hooning down the road today and I see the communal cube right in front of me.
But look, it goes. It's in great nick.
It runs.
It's 7 seats. It's like, all jokes aside, it's in better nick than your old car.
Oh, absolutely. I've had some fantastic trips down to Hamilton in that bad boy.
And we had I think about $4,000 thrown in the kitty to actually buy it.
Yeah.
So we just thought if the fine people that listen to this show gave money to buy the car, we should give the car back to the people. Now, how this is going to work is we are looking for a very specific owner. We have a giant cube to represent the communal cube in the studio. We're going to roll the cube first to pick the city that the winner needs to call from.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only ring if you fit the criteria of the person we want to give the cube to.
Do you want me to get the cube?
Okay, you go around to the cube. All right, so you go around to the cube. We are rolling number one for which city?
Okay.
The winner needs to be from. Okay, roll the cube.
Da-da-da-da! Oh! Dunedin.
Oh, God.
Oh, Dunnies!
God only knows what's going to happen to this cow.
Okay.
I'm going to sell the wheels for a box of beers. Okay, so you can only ring in a minute if you're from Dunedin.
Yep.
Next is the age, I believe, the age of the person.
Okay, you ready?
All right, here we go. You got to be from Dunedin and you need to be...
29. Oh, this is good.
29, from Dunedin, and the final one... Are we going hair? Hair colour?
Eye colour.
Eye colour. So wait on. 29, from Dunedin, and if you have this eye colour that we're about to roll, you can ring and win the car.
Brown eyes.
Brown eyes. 29 from Dunedin, and you've got to be able to prove it.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Afternoon, final show for 2017. We're about to get out of here. We're all on a plane to Aussie on Sunday. Oh, mate.
What?
Oh, if they sit me next to you.
I'm going to go down the back of the plane. Like, I'm happy down there.
That's where I am.
Are you?
You don't want to be down the back. That's where the kids are.
That's all right. As I told you, I'll get on the plane, put the earphones in my ears, and I'm good to go.
I don't want to be dealing with a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old,
and a PJ.
You. Yeah, like, come on. Jase, okay. I've spilt drink all over me. PJ.
I'll stay far away, don't you worry.
So, look, yeah, we're all leaving this Sunday, so we need to offload everything, including the communal cube. We said if you fit the criteria from Dunedin.
29 years of age with brown eyes.
Then we would like to give you the communal cube. 0800 dials at M if you fit that criteria.
Hello, Levana.
Hello.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Where do you live?
Dunedin.
What colour are your eyes?
Brown.
Do you want to win a shit box?
Yes, please.
You got it!
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Oi, Levana, it's awesome. it's actually a really cool car.
Is it?
Yeah, no, it's so fun. It's really big. You feel like you're driving a truck.
Oh, cool.
I'm not selling it, well.
We're just going to lie to the people on our last show. Obviously, I'll take the car seats out before you win it. But, mate, you've got it. And we'll get the
wife. I'm so excited. Thank you.
But, mate, that's your. What do you drive at the moment?
Like a Nissan Tino.
Right. Oh.
I've got a few kids. So
keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you're going to love it. The Nissan Cube, I think we've hit 100,000 Ks on there. Something like that. So, yeah, she'll be up for a service soon. But, yeah, 29 from Dunedin, brown hair. You are the new owner of the communal cube. Have fun with it, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Paige took it to Hamilton a few times. She had a ball. Do not turn on a blue light.
Jason!
I'm joking. No, I just mean the interior light. It's got like a blue tinge to it. That's what I'm talking about. That's all.
I took it to Hamilton. It was fun. Parked it outside and then I got back in it and I drove back.
Right. Okay. We are getting out of here in about 20 minutes. God, this show's gone quick.
It's flown, eh?
It's gone so quick. Because being us, we've actually called in sick for our last hour.
Yeah,
I know
conveniently.
We're supposed to be on till 7.
I think I'm coming down with the flu, Ross.
Oh, God, me too, Ross. I think we're
sniffly nose.
I think we're only going to be on till 6.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Don't cry yet. You got 13 minutes left.
I'm not. I think I got all my tears out before we started today.
Really? Big crowd. A lot of the ZM family come out to play.
My face is all puffy in our videos today. Just a heads up. That's why.
Also, speaking of quiet, sorry, I got Felix, my four-year-old, running around in the background. The sedative will kick in a minute. I'm joking. That was a joke. Oh, and also, can you watch your off-air language?
Oh, sorry.
Like,
I forgot. I didn't know he was in the room.
Like, I know you can afford the swear jar.
Jason!
It doesn't mean you can do it. That's all. You know what I mean? And also, normally you put a coin in.
Do you like how I cover it up, though? And I pretend I say another word. I'm like, oh, you're very lucky. Oh, there's a duck.
Yeah, until we're down feeding the ducks and he goes, oh, effing ducks, because he thinks the two words are joined. Do you know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
Ross Boss
I'll
is
be
here.
Vigilant.
Hey, Ross.
Hi,
Ross. Okay. Now, look, we are about to get out of here. We're going to come back and do our last break in a sec, but we've invited Ross Boss in. Let's be honest. You've been the arch enemy of the show since day one.
Look, let's be honest. We have a laugh, don't we? I come in here, I pretend like I hate you. I actually do. You pretend that you hate me. You actually do.
I don't.
Nah. Look.
We're actually friends.
Yeah. We've been to bars together and people are like, oh, is that prick over there in the
so
corner?
Good. We'll go out and people will come up and be like, hey, Jace, hey, PJ. You Ross Boss. F you, mate. And then just walk away and you've just got to cop it on the chin.
I had a landlord once who was like, you're Ross Boss, aren't you? Why are you so mean to them?
But you play the role so
You're
well.
You're actually a really nice guy.
Are you going to cry?
No.
So while you're on this little moment,
don't.
I thought if there's things I could say today, perhaps I could say them in song.
Shut up.
Are you going to sing?
No.
Are you?
Oh, no. No, you're not.
Because I'm not amazing with Tadeo, but I'm trying.
Yeah.
I've brought Gary, 116th Māori, into the studio.
God, he milks that, doesn't he?
Pō kare kare ana. No, that'll do.
What?
I'm so excited.
I'll sing you a song later on.
Okay. All right.
No, look, in reality, I did actually just want to say one thing. And I've said some nice things about you guys today, and I do really mean them. And in radio, we don't talk to listeners, do we? But I actually just want to talk to our listeners here for a second and go, in the studio at the moment, there's all these photos of the things that you guys have done over the last 3 years. And it's, come on, Felix, mate, read the room.
Yeah, you're killing us, mate.
The vibe, come on, mate. Yeah.
No, look, you look at all the things and we go, look at everything we've done over the past 3 years. And the 51, 52 and 53-hour marathons are perfect examples of what you guys will put yourself through to entertain the listeners.
I've put on a lot of weight.
Yeah, put on a lot of weight. We all have. PJ's looked younger.
I reckon I've aged about 10 years.
Yeah.
But I want to say directly to the listeners, who I know have enjoyed you guys so much, we've had such a great ride together. I remember sitting there at the 53-hour marathon just earlier this year. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I probably should have been home. There were still half a dozen people who didn't need to be here in the office. Felix, we've had this chat, mate. Come on. There's still half a dozen people out there who didn't need to be here, had been here since 9 o'clock, but just genuinely loved working with you guys and going on this ride with you. And for anyone who doesn't think that you guys did that 53-hour marathon, you guys stayed awake the entire time and just put everything on the line just to entertain people. And I think people have hard lives, and to hop in the car each day and just get you guys giving them that little escape, it's really, truly special. You're some of the best announcers I've ever worked with. I'm going to miss you guys so much.
God, he mustn't have worked with many.
Vaughn's out there. Vaughn. That's all right. It's all right, mate. You're different. You're cute.
He was going to say in the afternoon. Oh, no, they used to be
in the afternoon. They were a little bit more difficult back then. No, but look, I'm truly going to miss you guys. I'm so glad you're back for a little bit next year with us. I can't wait to come and see you. But around the office, you leave a big giant hole in our hearts.
Oh,
and
that's good, isn't
it? I'm going to miss you guys so much. So go well.
We love you, Ross Boss.
We love you, Ross.
Love you guys too.
We've had some tiffs in the past.
We have.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason.
Remember the big in the hallway?
Yeah.
What do you mean, secret sound at 5:10? Better bloody right.
I was right on that one.
I'm sorry, I'm a bit creepy sometimes. Like, hey, Ross.
Oh, no, you're not creepy by saying that, mate. If I could say the things that you say to me in my ear on radio, I'd probably lose my job.
Yeah, that'd be a HR visit.
But go well, guys. We're really going to miss you. So stoked you're still going to be a part of ZM in a slightly smaller way next year. But
good on you,
Ross. Love you.
Thank you, Ross. Thank we you, love buddy. You.
All right, we're going to come back and wrap up next. Paige, I got to play the Killers, so this is the least I can do.
Yes!
Sorry, Ross.
Thank you.
Oh, well.
Had to happen.
S Club on ZM.
Yeah, come on.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Got a run during the longest show, didn't it?
I think we played it at least three times.
Yeah, yeah. Afternoon, Jace and PJ on the air for the crew at Mobile for the last time in 2017. A lot of people in the studio now.
Yeah.
Feeling claustrophobic. Hello, everybody.
Hey!
God, you open a free chili bin and they come in, don't they? Bloody unbelievable. That is it. We are about to get out of here in true Jason PJ style. We've called in sick for the last hour.
Yeah, the studio still smells like fish after the confetti. Have you noticed?
Yeah, after the confetti. So, look, we're about to get out of here. Like we've said, we are driving everyone home from Aussie next year just for a couple of hours in the afternoon. I just want to say, because I think you should say the last goodbyes, because you've been here for like 7 years and you'll be emotional and look good on the video. I just want to say, look, I've been in New Zealand for 3 years. I've been made to feel so at home here. When I accepted the job to come over, I wasn't in the best headspace. And, you know, I was sort of getting out of depression and stuff in Brisbane. I've come here. Everyone's made me feel like a family. Oh, God, it feels like a rom-com.
Oh, God.
And look, I'm just in such a better headspace. I'm loving radio again. Lou and I and the family are so good. We're taking back a little Kiwi. So we've got little Huddy we're taking back with us as well. Thank you to Louie for making the jump to come over to New Zealand with me. And thank you, Peach. Oh, God, you're coming back with me. I didn't plan on this. and everyone at ZM, especially our team, producer Alex, Devian, Cam, hello. And everyone's worked on the show, intern Pom, everyone that's been a part of the show, thank you so much. We've had such a ball over 3 years and we've got to do some really, really stupid stuff. And they pay us. And every day we come in and we swipe the swipe card and we hold our breath.
Yes.
And they let us in again. Not if Joe runs a car park at her way. No, we love you, Joe. So yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much to everyone in New Zealand who's made me feel at home.
Well, as you know, I did write a speech.
Oh.
But I scrapped it because I realised it would be a bit excessive. I really don't know what I'm about to say, but so I'm just going to go from the heart here. I have been at ZM for 7 years now, started out at nights and did the days, and I've got to work with some amazing people. But it's just, I just want to thank, first of all, everyone here at ZM because it's not often you get to do a job that, you know, you might have a really shitty morning and then you come into work and instantly you get to be lit up. And so I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone I've got to work with and to the people that have come on the ride with us on the show. We started out not knowing really what we were doing and
I was planned.
Yeah, well,
I planned stuff.
Yeah, but
I knew what I was doing.
You did. I didn't.
Yeah.
But we knew that. Yeah. Is my lipstick smudged?
A little bit.
Okay.
That's all right.
But yeah, like, look, we've done some completely random stuff, and for people to have got involved and call us and warm up the show with their incredible energy has just been amazing, and our show wouldn't have been able to do that without that. So thank you so much to everyone that's been involved, and we'll be back next year in some capacity.
This we would like to dedicate to Ross Boss and everyone who supported the show to take us out for 2017. We leave you a little bit early, but screw it anyway, with Snoopy's Christmas.
Jason PJ, weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.